Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday morning, February the 3rd, 2010. Boy, it seems to me like January just flew by. How about you? Sometimes I think it feels that way when you're really, really busy. Well, last Saturday, I spoke again at the Phoenix Rescue Mission. I go there on the fifth Saturday of the month. And I think they really do a good job there for those who are homeless. They not only feed and house them, but they really help them and assist them in a number of different areas so that they can get back on their feet. And because of where the economy is right now, they're helping a lot more people these days. So we had a pretty packed house on Saturday, about 100 men for the chapel service that they do there every night at 7. You know, my purpose every time I go is to simply bring the love of God and a message of hope and encouragement. And I do my best to inspire these men so that they can increase their confidence in God. So I always, always teach something simple and practical. Well, last Saturday, I taught them about how God is not limited and that He can and does come up with solutions that maybe you never even thought about. I shared that it doesn't matter what circumstance you're in right now, our God is a delivering God. I shared a number of things from the podcast, an article that I did recently called How Do You Define God? If you haven't heard that podcast yet, there's a link right below. You can check that out. And you know something? This is true for anyone, not just those going through such a hard time that they have no place to live. No matter what circumstance a person is in, God has solutions. And you know, it's sad, but there are a lot of people who think of themselves as a failure. I'm sure you've heard the phrase many times, learn from your mistakes. I know that when things don't go as you've planned or thought they should go, that phrase doesn't seem to be very helpful, does it? But the phrase does have some truth in it. If you learn something from a mistake or wrong decision, I certainly would never call that being a failure. No matter how small of a piece of good information you learn, however you learn it, you've learned something. And that learning can be of use to you in the future, some way or somehow. So I wouldn't call it being a failure. Remember Thomas Edison's attitude? He didn't look at the thousands of trials for the light bulb that didn't work as failures. He just kept insisting that he was finding more and more things that didn't work, which of course in his mind brought him closer to a solution. Now you may not be where you truly desire to be yet, and that's okay. But that doesn't mean that you're a failure. Don't ever see yourself or call yourself a failure. You know, when you do that, you will adapt the saying, nothing ever works out for me, I never get a break. And in thinking that way and talking that way, nothing will ever work out for you. So refuse to see yourself as a failure. Just because you make some mistakes or there are setbacks in your life, you are not a failure. When you think about it, it really is a matter of attitude. What is your attitude? Your attitude is a result of the thoughts you think. Your attitude will always be a major factor in your life. And far too many times, people view success as the finish line. People use their financial statements and material possessions to determine just how successful they are. You know, all of those things are fine, but never limit your success to your bank account. Because it's not what you accomplish in life, but who you become personally along the journey. The things we learn, the experiences we have, and those we help and enrich are all a part of who we become. Sometimes the success that we want to see may take a little longer than we expected or anticipated. That's okay. And at those junctures where you might feel a little disappointed or discouraged, you might be tempted to wonder, well, what in the world's going on? But no matter where we are in our journey, God is still here. He has help and solutions you may have never even thought about. And as we continue to have and build confidence in our loving God, He will, as He promised, direct our steps and light up our path. But as I've said many times before, if you're just sitting on the side of the road, feeling hopeless, well, you know what? There's no path to light and no steps to direct. So remember, you are not a failure. God Almighty is your Father, and He made no failures. and he wishes above all things that you would prosper and be in health. Well, that's it for this podcast. Do you have a comment? If you do, go ahead and type it in down below, because we'd love to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark this site. You don't have to check and see if I posted something new. You'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. And of course, it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe, either email or RSS. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thanks, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some more information below. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.